Nothing happens unless first a dream. Carl Sandburg. We are what and where we are because we have first imagined it. Donald Curtis. There is nothing like a dream to create the future. Utopia today, flesh and blood tomorrow. Victor Hugo.
Are you ready now to have some fun? Are you willing to be like a kid again and let your imagination run wild? Are you committed to grabbing hold of your life and squeezing from it all the power, passion, and juice you know can be yours? Many people in life know what they should do, but they never do it. The reason is that they're lacking the drive that only a compelling future can provide. This is your opportunity now to let go and dream at the highest level, to brainstorm something that will really push your life to the next level. What we're going to do now is we're going to help you to create the energy and momentum that causes you to want to take action consistently. Often people tell me, well, my problem is that I really don't have any goals. This belief demonstrates their lack of understanding of how goals really work. The human mind is always pursuing something, if nothing more than the ability to reduce or eliminate pain or avoid anything that would lead to it. Our brains also love to guide us in pursuing anything that can lead to pleasure. So we all have goals. The problem, as I've said before in this program, is that we're unconscious in the use of our resources. Most people's goals are to, quote, pay the lousy bills, or to get by, or to survive, or get out of debt, or make it through the day, make the relationship a little better, get a better job. In short, they're caught up in the trap of making a living rather than designing a life. Remember that our goals affect us, whatever they are. If we don't consciously plant the seeds of what we want in the gardens of our minds, we'll end up with weeds. If we want to discover the unlimited possibilities within us, we must find a goal big enough and grand enough to challenge us to push beyond our limits and discover our true potential. Remember that your current conditions do not reflect your ultimate potential, but rather the size and the quality of the goals upon which you're currently focusing. We all must discover or create a magnificent obsession. You might be thinking right now, well, this is all sounds so inspirational, but surely setting a goal doesn't make it happen. You know what? I couldn't agree with you more. All goal setting must immediately be followed by the development of a plan and with massive and consistent action towards its fulfillment. You already have this power to act. If you haven't been able to summon it, at least up until now, it's merely because you failed to set goals that inspire you. What's holding you back? Do you have a list of clearly defined goals for the results that you will absolutely produce in your life, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially? If not, what stopped you? What has stopped some people is the unconscious fear of disappointment. Is that true for you? See, a lot of people have set goals in the past and they failed to achieve them, so they stop setting goals to avoid the pain. Many people give up too soon on their goals because they're not getting the immediate positive feedback they think they need. One of the consistent skills I've seen in champions, people who really achieve their highest desires, is this unbelievable level of persistence. They'll change their approach as many times as necessary, but they won't abandon their ultimate vision. What we're going to do now is take the first step in turning the invisible into the visible, making your dreams a reality. By the time we're finished, you'll have created for yourself an anticipation so great, a future so compelling, that you can't help but take the first steps today. We'll be covering four areas. One, personal development goals. Two, our career, business, and economic goals. Three, our adventure goals. I like to call some of these our toy goals. And four, our contribution goals. For each of these areas, you'll be doing brainstorming for a set period of time where you'll be writing down everything you can think of. Remember to keep the ideas flowing, keep your pen moving, and don't censor yourself. Let everything, every fantasy come out. Constantly ask yourself, what would I want for my life if I knew I could have it any way I wanted it? What would I go for if I knew I could not fail? And then don't worry about how you're going to accomplish these goals. Do this without questioning or doubting your capabilities. You first have to get the inspiration out, then you find out how to make it work. Finally, don't waste any time getting overly specific. You don't need to put down, I want a split-level house on Nob Hill in San Francisco with all-white contemporary furniture and a Victorian rose garden. Just write something down like dream house, big garden, SF. You can fill in the details later. Okay, right now, get some paper and put yourself in a state of mind of absolute faith and total expectation. The expectation that you can create anything you want. Again, imagine you're a kid and it's Christmas Eve. The whole world, anything you can imagine, is yours for the asking. Be a kid again. Give yourself that freedom to explore the possibilities of life without limits. Start with your personal goals. Write down everything you'd like to achieve in your life that relates to your own personal growth. Things that you'd like to learn, limitations you want to overcome, ways you'd like to improve your body, your spirituality, your relationship goals. These can be short-term or long-term, things you want to do this week or 20 years from now. Write these down for a minimum of 5 minutes and don't stop writing at any time. Stop the tape right now and do this. Please don't just listen. Your life will not change by listening. Your life changes by action. That's the essence of personal power. Take the time now and I'll be here when you turn the tape back on.